This is Blue Sky, the arrangement. First, the intro. We're going to skip what's written there and just play E-A-A-E. This is what it's going to sound like. Play along with me. One, two, three, go. And now on to the next line. Okay, I'm not sure how well you were picked up by the recording, by this recording, but everything makes sense there?
Yeah, everything makes
okay.
sense.
Okay, should we go over the verse as well?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here's the verse. First and second ending. Counting you off. One, two, three, go. Long time on the A. First ending, wait, B and A, now repeating. Long A, three, four, and again, now second ending. Yep, and then if you want, go to the chorus. B and A, yep, B. Sharp minor, let it ring, and that's into the solos.
Is that what that little box means? Like
it means hold the chord, yeah.
So one strum and then let it
one
go.
Strum and hold okay. It, yeah. Which is also happens on the interlude. The interlude is right after the solos. Okay, the solos are only on E and A, so I'm skipping that, but that bit is easy. When we get to the interlude, it's coming up. You're gonna like. Hold the E chord, and then B and A. I'm gonna try that right now. I'll count you off. Here it comes. One, two, three, go. Perfect. And then you'd be back for another verse, which we don't have to practice. And then finally, the outro is the same as the intro, which I'll go to right now. Actually, no, it's not the exact same. The outro is not the exact same. The first repeated bit is, you're going to play E, A, A, E, just like we did.
Okay.
But then notice that the last three bars, there's no bar at two like there was in the intro. The A goes for four beats. That's the only difference.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I'll count you in. One, two, three, go. Right, repeat. And now E and D. D, A, two, three, four, and E. Yeah, perfect.